This time on TNT,
we bring back Jingles, aka Spot on the Spot.
We talk about me and Tim Oxford going golfing.
And Jer shares some legendary backstage tales. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
109.
Panago. We were just talking about Panago thin crust pizza and how it makes me a little gaseous. And they don't have it in Nova Scotia, but they do have it in New Brunswick, and they do have it in Upper Canada.
Can we talk about the time we had it?
Yeah, I guess so. It makes me burp. If we're putting it all out there, it makes me burp. And I think onions.
What was the onions? Burp. It wasn't the Panago. Is it Panago or Panago?
I think it's Panago. Panago.
Okay.
There are so many commercial endorsement opportunities for songs. Like, why hasn't Panago bought the rights to Panama?
You could do the the big drum intro.
Yeah. Panago. I reach down between the crust and pull the cheese back.
He's the seat back.
And like flip really slow motion. And then when it starts to heat up, the guy has melted cheese on his chin and it hurts. He's burning. He's running. He's
Panago pizza flying in the backseat.
Panago. Not since I wanted Huey Lewis to record I Want a New Bug for Volkswagen has a commercial opportunity been so apparent. Panago. Clattenburg always thought donuts make you feel like dancing would be a great Tim Hortons commercial.
I loved his concept of like the board meeting when he's like, they're like, okay guys, who's got a new idea? And there'd be the one guy, he's like, he would do it to Panama.
Yeah. Or every product that comes in, he's like, what about Panama? What if we use Panama?
No, he just... he's like, this new product, Daryl's Drones. Daryl's Drones! Daryl's
yeah, Drones! Pizza every Hut! Single time. Pizza Hut!
Like, yeah. It's like, I'm sorry, Larry, that's Panama by Van Halen. It's not going to work. Was it his, Clattenburg did Crazy Train.
What was Crazy Train?
It was that company that made everything huge, Big Dirty Cocker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everything was like the size of a building.
Yeah.
And he's like, at the meeting, the guy's like, big dirty cock, big dirty cocker.
That is,
exactly like Crazy Train.
That's so high concept.
Big dirty cock, big dirty cock, big.
Makes, that's classic Clattenburg high concept, like, silly. Bizarre. Clattenburg has a new show that he's shooting for CBC and Comedy Central right now called Crawford. And I think it's about a guy who's a former pop star that moves home, and it has something to do with raccoons. I think he becomes either friends with raccoons or, catches raccoons or something.
But that's the show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called Crawford, and it sounds just right in the Clattenburg silly wheelhouse pocket. And Mike O'Neill from Inbreds wrote the show with him, and Mike brings a real humanity and sweetness to the planet Earth.
Yes, he does.
He's just a sweet, sweet guy. If you don't know Mike O'Neill's record, What Happens Now, it's one of my favorite records of all time. And I don't think it's because I know him. But Mike is one of those guys that Mike O'Neill, you bump into him on the street and, hey, how's it going, man? Good. Sorry, I'm in a rush. And he'll text you 2 weeks later and say, man, I'm so sorry. I've been so bummed out about the fact that I was in a rush that day when I bumped into you. Like, just kind, 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 solid dude.
Nice. Yes, he is.
Jeremy Taggart.
What?
I have some exciting news to share.
Oh, what's this?
The spring concert at my kids' elementary school is coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Suge's class is dancing to Berlin.
Berlin?
They're doing like the log driver's waltz, and Suge is a log.
No way.
And I was like, so what do you do? Do you dance? And she was like, well, mostly I just twirl the loggers as they like go by.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Wow.
Fired up for the spring concert. They're doing Berlin.
That's amazing. You might have to get that one on tape.
I know. It's going to be fun. I kind of want it in. Like, I've heard they have outside musician accompaniment. And I was like, do you guys need a drummer? Yeah. Meow. But I haven't. I'm not in.
Meow.
The other thing is, we went to visit the real live Bonnie the other day. Yeah. And
you did.
I've never seen this before. In her little alcove, a blue jay made a nest, and it's just kicking it. Like, right, she opens her door. It has like a breezeway from her door to her garage.
Yeah.
And it just built a nest in the breezeway, and it's in there challing. And it's so comfortable with her. Ew.
That's amazing, because they're usually like super, like, blue jays are hardcore, aren't they? Usually, like, they're the ones that'll like take your nest out on you.
I thought so.
Yeah.
But when she walks out the door, this thing's just chilling. Doesn't even move.
Wow.
And it just kind of kicks it in its nest with its beak open.
Mm-hmm.
Does
she call it Jose because it's the Blue Jays?
No, she doesn't.
But wouldn't that be funny? Hey, Jose.
Jose, yeah. How about Marcus Stroman hitting a home run last night?
Yeah, do that like Bonnie talking to the Jay, telling what happened.
Yeah, so last night there was one of your fellow Blue Jays. Yeah, there was a pitcher who was hitting, and he hit a home run. Yeah, all the way up to the cheap seats where I used to sneak the odd dart. You know.
And then you hear like the chip chip of the bird. Like,
yeah,
beep, love the story.
They are homies. She's a special lady, and I think the bird gets it.
I love that. That's great.
Jeremy Taggart, I feel like we have so much to talk about. Since we're on
yeah, we do.
Since we're on the subject of the Jays,
yeah.
I was really disappointed in the Kevin Pillar thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of like, you know, that's something you would hear the tough guy in the 80s say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like trying to be tough, throwing out F-bombs, like big kind of a loser line, but... He did own up to it. He looks seemingly apologetic, and he says he's going to make it right, so hopefully he can raise some awareness for the LGBT community.
Yep. It is, as they say, a teaching moment. But it just, the thing that bummed me out was he was kind of, you know, his whole reputation was Superman diving and catching balls, and he didn't have any kind of stink to him about an attitude problem or anything like that.
Yeah.
But suddenly, when someone's go-to word in the heat of anger is that, it just makes you call into question, like, man, where's that guy coming from? And to Major League Baseball's credit, I thought they did the right thing. I thought they sent a really strong message that you can't do that stuff and get away with it. By giving him a two-game suspension, and in fairness, he did entirely own it, which is cool, well, but man.
It's unfortunate that the Jays dealt with the similar situation with Yunel Escobar. I remember when he wrote it on his eye, black.
Yeah,
his
eyes, yeah, right.
So it's something that you don't need to be throwing around, especially twice in a few years. So hopefully they can get past that, and the Jays themselves can... You know, at least the Jays are having a better start you know, better time now than their horrible start.
Man.
And they get past all that stuff and just concentrate on baseball. That would be nice.
It's amazing how much swearing you can see when you watch professional sports. Every hockey player after every goal, effing rights.
I don't mind swearing. It's when they say stupid stuff like that. Me and Tim Oxford, our wonderful engineer and friendly drummer.
Timbo?
We went golfing the other day.
No way!
Yeah.
As a twosome?
What's that? A twosome?
Yeah?
Did you get out as a twosome? We were going out as a twosome, and you know when they throw a guy with you?
Yep.
So this older gentleman named Walter. So Tim was nice enough to get us a cart. So we're rolling in the cart. And Walter has his own cart. And let's just say Walter's probably, I don't know, he's an older gentleman. Probably
sure.
87, I'm going to say.
Wow, okay.
Just a little bit older.
Yeah.
And like clearly some problems in the knees and the ankles.
Yep.
Because he was really slow and it was tough for him to pick the ball up and down.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, nice guy. Walter, you know, when you don't ever play golf, but like if you play golf a lot, you just get used to having people come in and join up in the group, right? And it was interesting because like we tried to book a tee time as early as possible. Tim had to drop his wonderful bride Sarah off in the morning at 9 o'clock. So he had to early rip, and it could have been some heavy traffic. So we got a tee time. Best we could do was 10:48. And then, of course, Tim rips up the 4-4, no problem. And he gets there early, so we could have played earlier. It could have been fine. But we got a tee time at 10:48, and I had to be getting my kids at school at 2:30. So it was a tight timeline to play anyway.
Oh, no. every time Walter bent down, every time he creaked down to put his ball on the tee, you guys were like, come on.
Yeah. So, it's it was just one of those situations where it's like, oh, it doesn't look like we're going to get it as soon as we saw Wally show up. But we basically got on the first tee, hit our balls, and then he hits his ball like 30 feet. And goes in this cart and rolls up again 30 feet, rolls like super slow anyway. But at least there was a group in front of us that we weren't going anywhere, so it wasn't that big deal. It wasn't a big deal at all, except for on the first green on the hole, Tim putts out, I putt out, and then Walter gets his putter end and he like hawks a big loogie on it.
Oh, like, dear.
Super... big right on the top, and then it's one of those little suction cups on the top of his putter, like on the handle of it, and he sticks that sticks it right in the hole to get the ball, and the ball comes up and then falls off with a big line of spit back into the cup.
Oh my God! Why did he spit on it so it would stick?
Yeah, so he could pick it up, so he didn't have to go.
Oh my God!
You know, he stabs it again and picks it up again. And at this point,
he wants to shake hands.
I kind of couldn't really look, and Tim saw it all and just said that there was a big line of spit and that was going on every hole.
Oh!
From then on, like at the green, so you wanted to get your ball in the hole before he got there because the hole would be all covered in hawk.
Ah!
And then on the fifth or sixth hole. He's driving in front of us and his hat flies off. Right? And he says on the hole before it, he just started playing 6 years ago. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's old. He just took it up late in life and he likes it. And his hat flies off. So we pick it up and it's like, I'm just thinking about all the spit covered on the hat.
Oh, dear.
He's always wiping up the loogies. I'm just kind of like, kind of grossed out, but whatever, you know, it's no big deal, but I'm kind of carrying it like a like a guy who finds an arm at an accident, you know, the guy who has to carry it before it gets to the ice vibe.
Covered and, in hork.
So I'm holding on to it, and he's way far away, and I just hear like, I'm like, what? He's like, I'm like, what's going on, man?
He's like, do one more.
I get a little closer. He's like, I can't hit a shot without my hat.
If with his hat he hits it 30 yards, imagine how short it would go without it.
So I go and I bring the hat back to him. And I'm like, oh my God, right? He's like, totally one of those super argumentative, like no matter what you say, he's got it out backwards. It's a fight. Like I tell him like he should play a couple other places around where we are. And he's like, I like this place. I'm playing here.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm living way up north Richmond Hill. And I'm like, where are you from? He's like, somewhere downtown Toronto. I'm like, why don't you try the like city courses there? You know, there's not a lot of wives. Like, listen, I come up here. I play here. I play this other place up here. And that's it. Like, it was a big argument. Everything was a fight with this guy.
He's just looking to put in time.
Yeah.
I guess the thing is, if you drive up north and you golf and you get a sandwich and you drive home, there's your day.
Yeah, that's it.
That was really funny.
Yeah,
how'd you shoot, by the way?
Oh, it was just fun. We had to stop on, like, 16 because I had to get back home. So it was a bummer.
Were you playing okay, though?
To finish. Huh?
Were you playing okay?
Yeah, it was fine. It's yeah. We hit some good shots. Tim had some good shots. I had some good shots. I had some bad shots.
Tim's a good golfer?
Yeah, he's pretty good. It's not bad. Hopefully we'll get out a bunch more this summer.
I'd like to play with you, Mavs. I haven't played in a long time, but I always remember what a thrill it was when you'd actually get away as a twosome.
Yeah.
Like, without them sliding other people with you, it just felt so free.
Especially if it's quiet and there's not a lot of people on the course. And yeah. You can just rip around, but that's pretty rare these days. People
at Stanhope like Golf and Country Club when I was a kid, is it there? Oh, no, it was at Green Gables Golf Club. They used to have 18 bucks green fees after 3 p.m.
Really?
So you could go at 3 p.m. when it was getting a little cooler, pay 18 bucks, and sneak in a sneaky 18 before the sun went down.
I like to see. Yeah, well, now that it's get here, it's light till almost 8:30, so you can get late rounds in right now. Is that light late there? The same? Is it late even?
Yeah, I would
later?
Say yeah till probably
about the same.
Yeah, after 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was know in Toronto this week, as you know, I was shooting a couple of things for. I'm doing a CBC Canada Day special, mm-hmm. and one of the pieces that I shot yesterday was called Slappy the Trivia Beaver, and I was down at Beaver Tails on Queens Quay, dressed in a beaver costume. And you ask questions like, the deal is if you get the trivia question right, you get a free beaver tail. And if you get it wrong, you get a beaver tail in the face. And the questions were all designed in such a way that people could get it wrong every time. And
so they're guaranteed to get a
slap across the face with a whipped creamy beaver tail. And was my heart ever pounding for the first couple? Because you're like, this could go either way.
Yeah.
But people were really great sports about it. Like, famous Canadian Justin Bieber. Oh, Trudeau's the answer we were looking for.
No way.
Yeah, slapping strangers across the face with a beaver tail coated in whipped cream.
Like, they got to guess the answer. That's impossible.
It's impossible. It's like tree or bush. You never win.
Yeah.
You know.
That's just, there's no winning in that. That's like
maple leaf. Oh, donut, the answer we were looking for.
Oh, man.
I know. But the thing that was amazing is people would watch someone go and then say, like, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Like, really good sports about getting slapped across the face by Slappy, the Trivia Beaver. But I met lots of buds down there. It was great.
You did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Buds everywhere, man. Buds on the plane, buds in, on the ground.
I love the budness.
Me too. Canadianity is spreading.
Love it.
Let's take a break on 109. We'll be right back.
Where's my beer chair?
Hey.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Oui.
How are you today, everyone?
Comment ça va, tout le monde?
We have great lineup of guests today.
Il a du musique et c'est...
You won't believe the fun that's prepared for your whole family.
Ça serait beaucoup le fun pour toute la famille, tu vois?
I'm sure you'd like a hot burger and french fries and some drinks.
Il y a les burgers puis les french fries et c'est...
Maybe you want some Canada Day merchandise.
Peut-être vous voulez un t-shirt de Journée du Canada. Il y a une tente là-bas, is it?
Alcohol tent will open at 3 o'clock.
Vous pouvez prendre une bière pour 3 p.m.
Scheduled first band is at 5:30 today.
Musique, ça commence vers 5 aujourd'hui.
Face painting.
Oh non.
Il y a du peinture pour le visage là-bas.
In the back rear, we have a great selection of faces.
Il y a des visages en arrière.
A cat, a dog, an elephant.
Vous pouvez être un chat ou un chien ou un éléphant aussi. Un fuck aussi.
So, come on out. If you want it, we're going to have someone on stage. We're going to have the snuffleupagus.
On espère que tu restes ici. On va avoir le snuffleupagus ici.
And live action, Ernie and Bert.
Et aussi Ernie et puis Bert sera ici.
And let's not forget your local favorites, Tupi and Binou.
Il faut qu'on n'oublie pas Tupi et puis Binou sera ici aussi cet après-midi.
So enjoy yourselves. And the festivities will be fantastic for all. Fireworks at 10 p.m. this evening.
On espère que vous avez beaucoup de fun, puis n'oubliez pas le fireworks, c'est ce soir vers 10 p.m., d'accord?
So that was us practicing for Canada Day in Fredericton.
Yeah. Can't wait.
I know, but how am I going to do it so I don't slip in to talk like this? And no. The worst part is, si je parle en français and then I get to speak English... I'm going to speak English with a French accent because I know myself. And if I was in the crowd watching, I'd be like, why is he speaking English with a French accent? That's so dumb.
It's the best.
It's like in Germany. Two blue bar muffins. I just take, like, I'm like a
two blue bar.
Two blue bar muffins.
Is that where the original Micah?
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi,
hey, Jeremy.
Okay,
hey, Jeremy, do you want a muffins coupon? I got one.
Oh, of course you do. I thought you're working at Orange Julius now. You doing both?
I am, but my friend Amanda works at Muffins, Jeremy.
Mm. Well, we can... What?
Do you want to come to Muffins with me?
Sure, if you don't ask me about drums or anything like that.
Promise. Just be my friend. That's all I ask.
Well... Let's just go over there, then.
Just repeat after me, and you'll share my muffins coupon with me. Hi, Jeremy.
Okay.
Repeat after me.
He is that kind of guy, too. He'd start confronting you as you're walking.
Yep.
Just promise you have to do this, or else this isn't going to work. And if you don't, he, like, lies down and starts yelling.
Yeah. A 12-year-old temper tantrum. Yeah, this is what we were discussing, and I kind of dig it. That Jeremy... might be Colleen's son of Jer-Bear and Colleen.
Jeremy.
No, Micah.
Oh, Micah.
Micah might be Colleen's son.
Yes.
Colleen's a single parent. And Jeremy or Micah have to spend a lot of time by himself, so he's very comfortable around adults, but he doesn't really fit in with the adults and he doesn't really fit in with kids.
And Jer-Bear is a big jerk to him.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you bringing him in here for?
Yeah, I didn't know it was bring your pet to work day.
Oh, man.
And Micah's really lippy with Jer-Bear.
Yeah,
like, you don't
totally.
Talk to my mom that way.
Because he's had it for the last, like, 7 years, just constant. Get him out of here. And she's like, he doesn't have a babysitter. He's 16.
He doesn't need a babysitter. This is what we talked about, too. We talked about the possibility that Jer Bear and Colleen slept together on the cruise.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And then they were dealing with the fallout afterwards where he didn't want anything and he tries to have that it was just a mistake. And she's like, yeah, of course it didn't mean anything, even though she secretly was glad it happened. Like, that's a crazy dynamic, too. Jer Bear, Colleen, and Micah.
And Micah.
I've been Micah in that dynamic. It's no fun.
I could see a Christmas dinner with all three of them.
Mom, can I open one thing from my stocking?
Micah, you're 17 years old.
And Micah has to have this on all the time? He's like, tell him to turn it off.
Electric violins, Bee Gees styles?
Yeah, he's like, I want that louder and louder at dinner. That's his jam. But this is also the first jam for our new, our loved game from the past that we want to play again today.
Yeah. It was called Jingles.
Yeah.
And I thought Spot on the Spot is a good name for it, too, because you have to make up a spot on the spot.
Spot on the spot?
You have to make up a spot on the spot.
Okay. So let's start right away.
Okay. It's your track. And the place is called Andy's Aquariums.
It's what?
Andy's Aquariums.
Okay. And it's, we don't have to sing, or are we just supposed to sing?
Let's start not singing.
Okay.
And we'll graduate.
Okay, all ready?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a little step here. Hey everybody, it's Andy from Andy's Aquarium. We got a great sale this Saturday. Come on down. You want an octopus? Who doesn't want an octopus? Moray eels. They might look scary, but they're a lot less scary when you're in a bathtub on a Sunday. Hey, we got all of the little things. Goldfish. Koi. What do they call them? Kwa? Whatever it is, we got it. Tarantula fish. Monkey fish. Dog fish. Get down here. Get on here. We got fancy aquariums. We got the big ones like Lars Ulrich from Metallica was in here a couple of weeks ago. He's got one in his bathroom right now. We got sharks. Come on down. Andy's Aquarium. 35th and 19th on the square of the side.
Nice.
Andy's Aquarium.
I like Andy. And Andy loves fish. Yeah, he's great. Andy's great.
He's like big time. He's dropping names.
Dropping names, but dropping names of fish too, and like making up combo fish. Like, is monkey fish a thing? Like,
he's got his own breeding facility.
Yeah.
Monkey fish. Tarantula fish.
Really? Tarantula fish? Huh.
You look and it's got fins and tarantula.
Like, that's
like the scariest fucking thing you've ever seen in your life. Swimming at you with big hairy legs.
Gross.
We're working on breeding them bigger, but we don't want to scare everybody.
It's a Roddy. A Roddy fish. Rottweiler fish.
Roddy fish. Okay, you ready for yours?
Yes.
Okay. You're a donut. That's the hot new thing. It's a donut store.
Okay.
You know, that's the donut shop. And again, it's Daryl's Donuts.
Okay.
Because we love the Daryl in the spots. You ready?
Yeah.
Here's your jam.
Hey, do you remember the Johnny Cash song, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Well, just imagine for a moment the circle was a donut, and the way you break it is with your mouth. Hi, I'm Daryl from Daryl's Donuts. For a limited time only, in our new location at South Park and Streetsville, We're giving away 11 donuts with the purchase of every 3 dozen donuts. That's right, 47 donuts for the price of 36. Did I mention I'm a math major from York? Hey, if you're a math major from York, for a limited time only, you can get 5/8 of 47 donuts for only 1/3 the price. Hey, I'm Daryl from Daryl's Donuts. Why don't you come down? We're here 1/8 of the time. I don't know why I got so mathy, but the track was perfect.
He's like, all of a sudden he's skewing to like 0.01% of the full market. Yeah,
it's the most complicated. For every 6 donuts you bring us, we'll give you 18 donuts in a coupon, 1 for $60. What? Okay, I know what your company is.
You can have 5/3 for $3.99.
5/3? Like, what?
3/4 of a 6th, $16. 5/8 of a 9, $60.
And you keep changing it too, like it's not just fractions?
All of a sudden you got like the Costco undertow barrel of donut.
Are you bored 0.5 of the time? Well, come on down.
Oh, man, the whole thing.
Do you know what? I ran into that with, remember Snuggies a few years ago?
Yeah.
Like the blanket with arms? I got one for Carol as a joke, and it said, do you want, for a limited time you get one free. So it's like, okay, I guess I bought one and I want one free. I somehow clicked, you buy 2, so you get 2 free. So 4 Snuggies showed up at my house. Like, this whole thing backfired. It was supposed to be a joke, and now it's clutter.
Yeah, now you have about 4 of them. The 1/4.
I know what I want your song to be, and I know what your business to be.
Oh, I got to get a specific jam up?
Yep.
Okay.
Panago.
Oh, I'm doing Panago?
Yeah.
And what song do I got to do?
Panama.
Oh, no. Really?
Oh, yeah. It'll be great. Do you want me to tee it up, or do you want to get the song?
No, I got it. Hang on. You just got to clear it up with... tell something about the scenario here.
Okay. This is a true story. Carol and I sometimes... I can't remember if I told you this before, but we sometimes look into franchises just out of curiosity to see... what franchise would be like the best value.
Yeah.
And because there was an empty space in Truro, and we thought, you know what, that'd make a great keg. Keg franchises start at 3 milsy.
What?
So while we were on
three milsy?
Oh, it's like $3 to $6 million. It's insane. And you know what you get for that? You get to put the keg on the shirt and a keg sign out front, and you get to call it a keg. And that's it. That's not your rent or your staff or your training, any of that stuff. So the most economical, easy to manage franchise is industrial cleaning, because you don't even really need an office. You need a Hyundai Elantra and some buckets. Because I was looking into a Panago franchise, because I really like it, as you know. And yeah. Panago franchises are, I think they're $350,000.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're putting a Panago into a market where nobody even knows what Panago is, why wouldn't you start Anago and make your own thin crust pizza restaurant? You know what I mean?
Well, don't they have like expensive fancy ovens and whatnot in there?
Yeah, I guess so.
Like that's why they can, I don't know, something specific about it.
I guess so, but I'm not a business person. But if you, like $350,000 is a lot of slices of pizza to pay that back. But it sounds like those keg masks, like in Toronto when they have the big, huge, downtown, sexy
steakatorium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The keg-sized kegs, they just crush it, right?
Yeah. Okay, you ready? I'm ready.
Okay.
Hey, who wants pizza? I want pizza. I'm starving. We got a sweet deal. Hey, Ma! Give me some of those $500 ones for $6. We got the fancy mushroom all you can eat, come on down to Panago. I don't even know what kind we got. It's made to order, whatever you want. Margarita, you like some sausage on there? We'll fire that up too. Come on in here. You ever try LSD, kids?
Like, that's quite a long vamp.
They threw a roadie in the booth.
Oh my god.
To try the commercial.
Yeah, we can't get Van Halen. What could we do? Oh, you know what'd be cool is let's get a roadie. About, no.
What?
Okay, can I do Panago too?
Yeah, you can do Panago. Pizza's kinda tough.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's like, what else is pizza? Other than pepperoni pizza. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Hey, my name's Tom Stevens, roadie to the stars. Let me ask you something right quick. You ever eat a pizza and afterwards you're like, God, there's so much crust. All I'm eating is crust, and it sits in your stomach and you can't wheel a case up the ramp? Well, good news. What if I told you you could have pizza with all the toppings you want and only half the crust for half the price? You'd say, yeah, right, where? Panago. Panago-ho. Panago. It's Panago-ho. Ho, 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 ho. At Christmas time, at Panago-ho, ho, if you show up, we're going to give you two slices for the price of one. And even with two slices, you get the equivalent of one crust on a normal piece of pizza. Because it's simple math. You know, have you ever used a pie chart? It's technically a pizza pie chart. And it's the same thing. So you can have 4/6 of a pizza for the price of 1/2 of a normal crust-sized pizza. Confused? Come on in to Panago, and we'll explain it to you. Hey, it's been a slice. Come to Panago. Be part of the upper crust.
Did you say I'm Tom Stevens at the beginning?
Yeah. Oh. Hi, I'm Tom Stevens, Road to the Stars.
That was the drummer from the Jeff Healey Band.
Is it? Is it really?
That's what I thought you were doing, because he kind of has a Gino Vanelli vibe.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow. No, that was totally Tom a Stevens. Fluke.
Tom Stevens, old drummer from Jeff Healey, now roadie for the whatevs.
Roadie to the stars.
Stars.
Roadie to the stars.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you doing one?
Your next one?
No, it's your turn. I just did a Panago.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You are going to do Aunt Sally's Snack Witch Cafe.
Aunt Sally. That's a good one. Aunt Sally.
Aunt Sally's Snack Witch Cafe.
I'm writing it down so I don't screw it up. Okay. And I got whatever jam here.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, everybody. It's Sally. Sally from my Snack Witch Cafe. It's your Aunt Sally, you know. Coffee's always warm. It's always organic. You want a sandwich? Sandwiches are fresh. You know when you get those, like, fresh turkey sandwiches with the cranberries pulled right off the bird? That's this place. Aunt Sally's Snack Witch Cafe. We got cookies and cakes and all the sweet stuff that you like in life. Come on down. Use the code word Snack Witch with the Aunt Sally's Cafe code of the day. Come on down. Gluten-free, too, for you people that are gluten-free. Come on down, Aunt Sally Snack Witch Cafe. We love you, and you're going to love us.
Aw. I'd like to go there.
In, like, Portland, right?
Yeah.
And I want to go there.
I want to go there. She sounds great. Sally Snackwich Cafe. She sounds so warm and inviting. Do you still have that jam there?
Do you like this smooth jazz? Because this is what I have playing while we're here.
Do you still have it lined up?
Sure, yeah. You want to do the next one with that?
No, I just want you to hit it and it'll take us to break.
Oh, fabulous.
Maybe Aunt Sally can take us to break.
Sure, sure. Thanks for being with us on this episode 109, sponsored by Aunt Sally's Snackwich Cafe. We'll be right back after the break.
Fucking right, eh?
We're back.
I went to a sushi place on King Street East yesterday, and it was one of those little hole-in-the-wall places, and there were two plastic containers, each with like 9 California roll-looking things in it. And I said, do you have a menu? And he's like, no, I have this. And he gestured to the 2 California rolls in the container, and that was it in the whole restaurant.
No way.
Yeah.
Like old rolls that have been sitting there for hours.
I don't know. They might have been fresh, and maybe he makes them every day, and maybe he sells out every day. But it was hard. I was surprised how hard it was to back out of that situation.
Like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm like 2 California rolls.
So do you know what I did? And I'm not proud. I said, I'm going to go ask my wife as I backed out of the store. He knew it was a lie.
Yeah.
I knew it was a lie. But I couldn't just say like, no, I'm good.
Some would say, was it like, well, no, because he didn't know anything about your wife, but it's just like that's the move. Like, you got to get out of it by using someone else in the fam, right?
Yeah. It was like one of those,
My kid wants to know what kind of sushi it is.
Yep. Like, oh, sushi. That's like, what was the game we were playing? Was that just last week? The bailing?
Yeah, that was last week.
Yeah. So bailing. That was a real life bail. And it was like, you have to say something. And he knew it was a lie. I knew it was a lie. But I was surprised that I still felt compelled to try to make it okay.
Let's do the next game. We're still going with the spot on the spot.
Okay. My turn, because you did Aunt Sally.
Yeah, your turn, and you are a Western-themed warehouse.
Oh, good.
And your name is Tundurin Tom.
Oh, my gosh. I'm writing it down. Tundurin Tom. And what's the business called?
It's Tundurin Tom's Western Warehouse.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Hit it.
Here we go.
Do you know what makes my buckle bounce? Do you know what makes my spurs shake? It's paying too much for Western wear, cowboy. Well, good news. I got a solution for y'all. Come on down to Tundurin Tom's Western Warehouse, where overpriced merchandise doesn't exist. You can get a great price on GWG Wrangler pants, the kind that sit on top of your belly, and the kind that make it look like you have a 14-inch crack when you're on horseback. We have cowboy hats. We have cowboy shirts. We have Chew. So why don't you come down to Tundurin Tom's Western Warehouse and make sure those other cowboy places have nothing but tumbleweeds rolling through them. I'm Tundurin Tom, cowboy. Come on down. Yeehaw.
Gotta mention its name.
Tundurin Tom. Wasn't my best work.
I thought he was just like gonna start selling Western sets.
Oh yeah, right.
Like, if you want to make a Western movie, you come to the right place.
You know those leather vests with the pins that say sheriff? We have those. adult size.
Everything has spurs and jingle jangle in here. Okay, what's the next one?
You have something outer spacey?
Yes.
So how about it's Space Savers? A company that like comes to your house to help you cut down on clutter. But they went with like a space outer space theme.
Oh my god.
Space Savers.
Okay, I love it. Okay. Oh my god! There's no more room in my house! I'm out of space! Excuse me, sir, I can help you. It's Tim from Space Savers. Are you sick and tired of clutter in your house? Are you sick and tired of having stuff everywhere? Maybe there's a closet you've never seen before. We're here to clean that floor and fix everything for you. Buckets. We can bring down skids. We got people from 6 to 7 feet tall that'll take care of all your clutter in minutes. Come on down to Space Savers. We're out of space.
We're out of space. I love Spot on the Spot. It's fun. Space Savers. What are you doing for May 2 for, bud?
I think we're just chilling out. We're not planning on leaving. You know what I mean?
Is the weather there May 2 for nice?
There's soccer going on. There's all kinds of stuff. So there's just kids stuff going on.
Indy's playing soccer this summer for the first time. Just cool, got her cleats and stuff. It's 2 nights a week per kid. We might be involved in soccer 4 nights a week.
Yeah, that's it. My son Jack has his own three to four, depending on the tournaments on the weekend. And then John's starting soccer at the end of the month. And then Annalise will play again. So it'll be like soccer. If they're not on the same team, yeah, you're screwed. You got to run around.
Well, how do you do that, Henry? Pipe down, bud.
Yeah, you just go out and go to the soccer games every day. That's what you do.
So do people want to talk to you?
Yes, well, actually, you get to know some of the parents, which is pretty cool. And I've been lucky enough to have good folks around. And so I haven't met, like, the annoying soccer parents that I see sometimes on other teams. You know, like the guy screaming the whole time at the whole team.
Brutal.
Always having an opinion. Get it over here! Come on! Like, screaming. People get crazy.
I really admire folks that volunteer to coach. Because imagine the number of coaches we need in Canada for kids' sports.
Well, I mean, you'd be surprised. And through the league now that my son plays in, and both sons, they're generating a lot of cash so they can actually afford to pay kids or younger, you know, or people that have the time to do it. You know, like
no way. So your kids' soccer coaches get paid?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome, as it should be.
But I mean, soccer was, for example, for Jack, it was like $1,500 for the year. So it's not
why
it makes sense that people are getting paid. It's rep, so it's a little more organized, and there's three coaches and a lot of practicing. So, and it's not just the uniform. You know what I mean? It's more like there's a lot. It's I think just because of the connection through Toronto and. Now in Canada with the MLS and there's such a connection between the younger leagues and the Major League Soccer. So you see scouts, you see coaches, you see they have like days where they'll bring in coaches that are professional coaches to do clinics and stuff. So it's pretty cool.
So scouts come to your kids' games?
Well, not my kids' games, but I'm sure by the time these kids are 15, 16... they're on the radar if they're really good already.
Wow.
You know, that's why they have their and good for good reason. It's just that there's so many kids that play soccer that it makes sense for them to know the system and try and make it better and help.
Going to the show?
No, but you can sense the I don't know nothing about how that works, but soccer's interesting because it's not necessarily about being big and strong or tall. You have to be strong, obviously, but height doesn't necessarily have anything to do with it. So,
right.
And I think it's a good sport for kids to play because, you know, at least for my kids, it takes away the ego and the BS that kind of goes along with, you know, thinking you're all that when you're playing stuff.
You see now, I mean, first of all, there is a show to go to in soccer now, which there never was when I was a kid. Like, there's something to aspire to.
And the MLS itself wants to generate more players from North America, like Canada and the U.S.
Awesome. So
they're making an effort to try and do that. You can tell.
And you see why it is, like, the world's game.
Yes, for sure.
Yep.
It's so simple. And kids get into it, and the skill level is incredible. You know, the amount, how much better you can get, and how good the pros actually are. You ready for your next job?
Yep.
This is a little bit different.
Okay.
It's an eyeglasses shop.
Okay.
All right. And it's LeVar's glasses.
Okay. Awesome.
LeVar. You're LeVar.
Okay.
And here's your jam. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Boom.
Hey, lovers. It's me, LeVar. Do you remember the old saying, boys don't make passes at girls that wear glasses? Well, not anymore, because you should come in and check out the frames on my wall, bitch. At LeVar's Glasses, I have specs.
I blew you up.
What?
I used the wrong jam, sorry.
Three's Company.
I know, but it wasn't long enough. You got to give you another chance here.
Because the saying happened?
Yeah, let's start you over on LeVar.
Okay,
you ready?
LeVar's going to be a different character this time.
Oh, really? Okay. Sure. Hi, lovers. Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Girl, what's that on your face? If you came to LeVar's Glasses, you would be turning heads because the frames on your face will look tight. It's your boy LeVar, you know what I'm saying? Hey, come hit me up right quick. Because we got the BOGO on frames, and I'm going to set you up, girl. Don't bring your boyfriend, though, you know what I mean? I don't have frames for him and his candy. So come on in, but set aside an hour, you know, because I like to take things slow. Put on some Boys to Men, you know what I'm saying? I got mirrors everywhere, even on the ceiling. If you just want to lie back, look at your face, new glasses, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to study your face. I'm going to find the frames that suit you. You got them almond eyes? Damn! Make sure I take just the right amount of time, you know what I'm saying, to just slide them arms back around your ears. You can look at your face in every mirror in my store, you know what I'm saying? You can get down on your knees and look up at the ceiling, you know what I mean? I got mirrors on the floor too, dog. You want to look down at yourself, you can look, you know what I'm saying? I can look behind you in a mirror just to see what the glasses look like from behind in a mirror, you know what I mean? And then we can take your glasses off if they get wet or something, and you can just put on another pair. I don't even care if I sell you some, but I feel like it's my job, you know what I mean, to make sure that you get something on your face that you like. LeVar's Glasses, hit me up.
Just want to see what those glasses look like from behind you.
Yeah. What a grease ball. LeVar. Can't you imagine some dude like, it's crazy because I open a business, you know what I'm saying? Just sell glasses to girls, you know what I mean?
Just girls only. The guy at the front door, he's knock knock opening it.
He's got security working there.
He's like, yo, 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 pushing him out. Like, no.
And in the parking lot outside, there's a bunch of nervous looking boyfriends. Who is the band? Who is the band? Was it what? Guns N' Roses?
Where there was always guys outside all mad all the time? Every band.
Outside, like, the recording studio, because their girlfriends were all inside.
Yeah. I'm sure all those bands.
So is it like that backstage, too? Like, you can come, you wait out here, you can come?
Well, I mean, if you're, like, one of those party bands, absolutely, for sure. They have, like, that's it. There's a person that their job is specifically to, you know, take care of the party.
What do you mean? What is that job called?
Well, it's everything. It's like go to strip clubs and find strippers that want to come to the show, go get drugs, you know, get the, I don't know, an after party set up somewhere. It's just like a concierge for partying.
So it's not like, but what would it say on his T4? Like, it's not tour manager. It's like,
no, it's not, it's like he's just a production guy, whatever.
Wow.
Production manager.
But that's their job.
But tour manager definitely would do that sometimes too. I mean, if you're one of those bands that were classic for partying, I'm sure there was not just one guy doing that. Probably every crew guy, every drum tech, and all those guys are probably like, make sure this is what's happening for my guy and my specific things.
So what about spillover for the crew dudes?
Yeah.
Does that happen?
Totally, yeah. Because it's a big party. And they're... For those kind of bands, it was like specifically like you're not coming unless you want to get into things like super greasy.
But if I'm the drum tech, can I wheel?
Yeah, no, that's for sure.
Really?
Yes. It's like a biker gang. That's what it was like. I think Motley Crue had this thing called the kiddie litter underneath the stage. They had like an area where they brought all the girls, which they called the kiddies, and they would just be a bunch of girls under the stage, like, for whatever. And then, like, if a guy came down for 20 minutes because someone else was doing a solo or the... Just, like, ridiculous.
No.
Yeah.
During the show?
Yeah.
So they get to watch the show up through the floor?
I remember stories about guys that, like the singer is, like... There's a break where there's someone doing a solo upstairs, and there's 20 minutes, and he's downstairs, and he's, like, full-on having sex with a girl. Like,
no.
Yeah, and then, like, back on stage.
Like, ain't no stopping now, zip-flop.
Yeah. And it's not just, like, those bands. It's every person that's, like, gets crazy with all that stuff.
It like Josh Groban?
Pop stars or... You know, people in all kinds of different genres of music, for sure.
Like Michael Bublé,
like what?
I don't know. You don't imagine that's the case with like country artists or like.
But I know, but it's more
Josh
the mindset.
Groban. Yeah, I guess.
It doesn't matter who, what line of business or whatever. Anyone who has any success, sometimes they get crazy from it and they act like. Nutcases.
I wonder about if athletes ever do that. Like seventh inning stretch, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sure it's happened. If they can, it would. If like it's half-time? Possible, it's been done. Put it that way.
Wow. I'm so naive.
No, what's like really crazy is those DJs, the DJ lifestyle. I've heard some insane stories about those guys.
Like what? Like the guy with the mouse?
Well, not those specifically Dead Mouse or Major Lazer, all these guys. Like, not no one in particular, but that style where those guys are walking into a place for $1 million and they just insert the USB stick and stand behind there. Like, the amount of that. Like, if they don't, some of them are like, oh, I don't do drugs. I just, you know, sleep with 47 women every day that are lined up outside of my dressing room.
Like, wow. For real.
Line up.
So do you mean they just put the USB stick in, like they don't actually do any DJing as it's happening?
Not
just
everybody, but a lot of top guys where it's just, wasn't it that David Guetta guy had to cancel a tour because he lost his USB stick?
No.
Yeah. For real. Like, a lot of them, it's because that's all it is you're recording, like, you're playing your music. You're not spinning vinyl, you know what I mean? It's just you're playing your tracks.
Well, I remember Hugh Dillon from the Headstones saying everyone in a band had their thing. And some guys it was ladies, some guys it was narcotics, some guys it was archery, like, but everyone had a way to cope with life on the road.
The madness of the road, bud.
We'll leave it there, bud.
Yeah, let's leave her there. 109er.
Kitty litter. Good chatting, bot. Boom, gong, gang, go, kitty, gong. Ju, bong, bong, so, do, da, dum, bong, bang, tick, a, do, da, re.